Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the Boys. Today we have an exciting double feature on Minx and Niachu.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah. How is your leg, or like your foot? Oh,
dude, Nikki, they might have to remove my toe.
No.
Yeah.
So, starting off with Niachu, Niachu is a very pop...
She is a pop... Can you guys please stop saying I'm popular or I'm famous? I hate it.
A lot of people may or may not follow her. And she is maybe well-liked. But besides that, Niachu has grown to great prominence in the past few months as she started streaming like only a little bit over a year ago. And she has been doing fantastic. And she's created this real positive community on Twitch and YouTube. It really supports her. And it's just a fun, happy space. And a lot of people just love her as the creator she is. So she has gained a lot more of a following because she is a member of the Dream SMP, which I think a few of you who listen may like. But she's a member of the Dream SMP, so she is an interact with a lot of creators in just a fun, positive way. I think that she's has this probably allure to like new Twitch users specifically, because and probably YouTube too. She's just very positive, and not a lot of people on Twitch have that positive communities. Like, it is difficult to get a community that just kind of welcomes like that and is not really toxic, because that's when you happens when you have live YouTube comments, basically. And to actually foster that and be able to pull that off is very cool and successful. I think if you had like one word to describe her channel, it would be Nikki's channel. Her real name is Nikki, even though her channel name is Niachu. It would be wholesome.
Everyone type one in chat if Niachu is cute. Two, because she's more than cute. Oh, thank you guys. Thank you. You're so kind. You forgot me.
And moving on, a quick blurb on Minx before we get, you know, more specific. So Minx is very positive as well.
Boyfriend is not telling me he knows what my ban is for. Mother, my partnership can't even tell me what my ban is for. So you don't know what the it is for, you dumb. Did you get kicked from the Overwatch League, you little lanky prick? Look how ugly Christmas tree is too.
Minx is just a really fun creator. That's all I could describe. She reacts in probably the best way possible. She knows how to make things funny. She's able to kind of draw on the smallest things or go to those extremes that make things entertaining. And, you know, not a lot of people necessarily have that skill to just, you know, shoot for the stars and, you know, push everything to the side to just make that bit of content funny, and she is able to do that, which is a crazy skill. You probably know her from her multiple appearances on A Lover Host by The Austin Show, formerly known as the Rosler. And it's super good. She always brings her A game. She's usually probably by far the most entertaining part of the stream. She has won multiple times. She's lost multiple times. I think she's at her own. All of it's like super funny. She's always kind of willing to put up this show, this spectacle, and she does a great job at it. It seems like she puts her heart into her content, and it also helps that she is very, very, very Irish.
Fake
this
Irish.
Is an Irish.
Were you pulled backwards to a hinge bush? Were you?
You literally took it to a badger's hole. A badger's hole. Not even my mother would say
English
that to my
still?
Father, and then you have the audacity to say that to me.
So the reason I chose these two together is because Minx and Niachu, Nikki, I'm just going to refer to her as Nikki. And Minx is, for those who don't know her full username, is just a Minx. Minx and Nikki, their content together is actually like, they do a lot of content together, and it's really fun. Because as you might have noticed, they're polar opposites. So when you take someone who is this positive, wholesome community on this one side of the spectrum, and then on the other side of the spectrum, you take this person who has just this, you know, raw emotional kind of like community, this reaction community that literally insults her. They insult each other. Minx in her chat just insult each other for fun. So you got that on the other side, and you combine them. It's just kind of this fun, explosive dynamic is probably the best way to describe it. And they are able to, you know, kind of create content that's so fun and different because you just got this combination of personalities that you might not normally see. And the way that they're able to do it effectively and seem like they're genuine friends having a fun time, like, I don't know, it just feels like if you turned it off, the stream or the video, they would still be playing. And like I always say, people are drawn to this genuineness and this humanity within their favorite creators. And I don't know, they know when to combine and they do it well. I would say an example of this is Skeppy did a Lover Host before. And if you don't know who Skeppy is, you can actually go listen to my podcast I made him a few weeks back. But he was, you know, the bachelor of sorts on Lover Host. So he had like 10 girls vying for his love. And two of them were Nikki and Minx. And now in the middle of this show, this is going on, this show, they literally just start flirting with each other.
But I can agree with living your best life, but, you know, destroying your liver at the same time, maybe not the best idea.
Yo, my liver ain't crying just yet. The moment she out,
okay, that's your liver, just don't influence the Minx drinks
lemon water, which is good for your liver.
I do, because Nikki told me to drink lemon water, and now my liver is fine. Taking care.
Steppy, I got
a question.
Go ahead.
Nikki, how's your furret doing today?
He's doing so great. He just woke up. Look.
Oh, I could tell.
Like the intention of the show is to go out and, you know, win Skeppy's love, but they decide to go flirt with each other, and it's awesome. It's hilarious, and that's what I think makes them so funny. Is they know where to pull this content. They know how to improv and bounce off each other, and that's what makes them so funny. So we'll start off with Niuchu. Niuchu is very interesting. She's gotten started, you know, pretty, I think, close by in considering of YouTuber terms. Like, maybe she's only had her stream / channel for, like, a year, I would say. Probably like that. But she has grown it so much. She has, like, 400,000 subs on YouTube and over 1 million followers on Twitch. So those numbers are obviously crazy and obviously mean a lot, especially the 1 million followers on Twitch. So, yeah, she's done a lot. And like I said, it's very impressive to do it with a positive community. Her main content is Minecraft. If you look at a lot of her videos, a lot of her streams, it's Minecraft. I don't know necessarily why. I would think relatively because it's kind of a chill game and it opens a lot of doors to you. Like, you can do stuff with people, you can do stuff alone, you can make it like an action filled stream and like go nether or something, or just make it a really chill stream, and that gives her the availability to do that. But she's also done a multitude of other things. The most popular video on her channel is literally her building a chair for Secret Labs. Like, it's her building a chair. And 13,000 people watched that live.
No, did I do something wrong? Wait. I can't see the donation. You know what, chat? The chair is standing. It is holding me. It is rolling. It is comfy. I will not change a thing. As long as it works and it is fine, I will not change a thing.
So, yeah, she can kind of turn everything into a fun, enjoyable time. But like I said, she also does other things. Some of her most popular videos are her playing Phasmophobia, and those are really fun because she reacts like a normal person. Like, she's, at least in my opinion, a normal person, but that just may be because I don't like horror that much. But she just reacts in a way that, like, she screams, she doesn't want to go in certain rooms because they're scary. I don't know, I feel like sometimes you miss that dynamic when people are playing horror games. You just got, you know, maybe two people trying to, you know, one does this, and prove they're braver. But if you got someone, and almost like she's feeling like a stereotypical role in a horror movie, which makes it extremely funny and enjoyable. And I think she mentioned she was scared of mirrors in real life, which I don't get, but I don't know. Obviously, you can tell from her reactions and how she's doing it. She kind of loves it, but she does not know what she was doing. And that makes it very funny. She's also played a fair amount of Among Us, it seems like. And then I think you can regularly find her just on the Just Chatting category as well. But most recently, one of her, funniest videos she said on Twitter was one she posted, I think, just a day ago, where she looked articles up on YouTube. So she can kind of pull out whatever makes her laugh. And to have that flexibility, although it's mainly Minecraft, have the flexibility where people will follow you to things and don't necessarily demand something, makes it really fun. Now, she's kind of known, I would say, sadly, for like, not sadly, but she for being with Wilbur, friends with Wilbur. A lot of people have kind of shipped them together and asked if they were dating before. As far as I know, they're not. I think she has said that they're not. But given that, they are definitely very close friends and get along very well. And when those two get together and make content, it is very fun. I already have a podcast in Wilbur, or in a self-plug again. If you haven't listened to that and you want to, you can go do that. But it's always a fun time when those two get together for content.
Do you want me to put you on with Nikki?
Yes.
What, you're not going to be mean to her. I feel like I've got to protect her.
Why are you pulling out a fucking ruler, cunt? Oh my god.
That upset me.
Aww.
I don't want to. I might need a break.
Hello, Minx.
Oh my god, you might need a break?
Don't. If she says more horrible things about you, Nikki, don't listen to her, okay?
Nikki, hi.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
And I want to see her grow. It's just, she's one of those people you want to see kind of succeed. Just a bit about her. She seems, like I said, a positive person. I think she's from Germany. She said something about moving from Berlin to the UK now. And I think that's where she has started to do really well. I've also seen her do a bit of art. I think she's done some of it on stream, but I've also seen some posted on Twitter as well. All very fun stuff, and all very creative and enjoyable to watch. You feel very connected to her. I would say, like, some creators, I don't know, some of them just seem like they're trying to shut you out, or they're making content. Like, you are to be entertained by this. Where she seems like someone that just wants to have a good relationship with her fans. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if fans is the right word. Community probably is. She wants to form this relationship and have everybody be nice, which is just fun in general. It's just when you have someone like that spreading that positivity, it makes your day more enjoyable, and everybody else is on Twitch, which more of that is needed. And I would say that she does have a lot of room to grow. In room to rise. I mean, I think throughout this process, I've kind of, you know, seen a few of her videos by now, but she definitely is getting more of a screen presence and, you know, the ability to kind of put herself out there and go after it. And obviously, you have to go on a few Austin shows, which she has, but when you kind of, I want her to get a little more vocal. It seems like she is. And I think she's actually getting more involved in the Dream SMP plot-wise, so that should be enjoyable and fun to see. But I would like her to see to, you know, grab things a little more and take it, because it seems like she deserves a lot of things. And I don't know if you can, I guess, have a positive community and still do stuff like that, but I think she can. And I think she'll definitely be able to. So I guess we are moving on to the one and only, no one is like her, Minx. So Minx is just this kind of fireball of insert blank emotion. She has brought, I don't want to say she's a symbol of Twitch, but it feels like she's really embodied a lot of Twitch culture recently. And a lot of things that revolve around Twitch, she gets, you know, either touched by or in the middle of. Which is, shows she's kind of becoming a real household name might not be the right word, but in Twitch terms, household name. Like, everybody knows Minx. So Mings, I think, has broken a status quo of sorts. So a lot of the female streamers are kind of known for either being, you know, streamers that may show off a lot of skin or are there or feel like that people only watch them because they think they look attractive and all of that, which is fine. I mean, you're totally fine to do that. Like, it's a free country, a free platform. Whatever falls within, yeah, sure. Now, Minx, obviously, even though she's, like, still attractive and everything, she has been able, I think, to create an audience based around her personality and prove a lot of haters wrong, I think, which is, it's good to see.
Your accent is cringe, okay? And your whole life is cringe, okay? At least I make money off my annoying accent. You don't make money off how inconsiderate your little rude small testicles are. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I definitely, when I thought about this episode, I realized that I hadn't made a lot of content on girls. And I was like, man, there are actually, like, a lot of good ones out there. I want to, you know, present that. And I think she's a very good one because she defied a standard that people have set. And it's okay to make that type of content. But to have this type of, I am going to scream at the top of my lungs creator and have her do it so well, I'm going to be vulgar and do this and do that, and have her succeed at this level, is impressive and really admirable that she would put herself out there. She's kind of the opposite of Nikki in a way, but opposite attract. She does probably, it looks like she, her content really, really bounces around. I would, like, not at all pin on one thing. Of course, it does seem like she is a staple on Lover Host, so that is kind of a thing. She usually shows up whenever you see someone doing Lover Host, you're like, oh, you know, Minx will probably be there. I will most likely see her there. And then she is. But she does it all well, but other than that, it seems like she bounces all around the place. Her most popular videos, I mean, it'd be hard to ignore Schlatt. So Schlatt and Minx have a really funny relationship. Now, I forgot how it kind of originated. I know it was on Lover Host show. I don't know if Schlatt chose Minx or vice versa the first time they did it, or Minx chose Schlatt, but they both kind of created this history. And then, like, I think maybe Schlatt loses or something, then Minx goes on Lover Host to try to find love. Then Schlatt, like, makes it to the last round, saying he chose not to, like, love her, that he would not, like, finish and do, like, the E-date that would happen when you won. He chose host. But she, like, ignored it all and then picked him, and he did choose host. And they just kind of have this funny repertoire where they just kind of go back full board at each other. No bars, nothing hold back, which is really funny.
Well, yeah.
But what's left?
A whole lot of personality, I suppose.
Yeah, right. I've been watching this stream for the past hour, Minx. There's nothing going on in that department. It's like all the employees are homesick with the coronavirus. All the employees in the personality department have been laid off, and their wages have been slashed by 40 or 50%. They can no longer support their families. They go home and they say to their family, I can't do it anymore. I lost my job at Minx's personality department because they don't have enough resources to keep it going anymore. So I've been laid off from my job.
And a lot of her top videos are just her and Schlatt yelling at each other or roasting each other. I think the top one that I clicked on was like her doing a sleep stream where she was just going to sleep on stream and you just have Schlatt, like, slurping pasta in her ear the whole time. And she's kind of, I think, grown to run among that circle a bit with Schlatt and everybody, and, like, kind of, you know, have fun with them. And she's like one of the boys now, I think, in that group. And it's fun to see. It's really enjoyable. It seems that she exemplifies a lot. And, you know, she's a new standard of creator, a new fun creator, that she's based off of improv. Like, yeah, she plays games. She plays a lot of games. I think it does a lot of whole different things. but her following is singularly based around her personality and the true ridiculousness of some of the things she does. So somehow, in some way or another, she hurt her foot or toe. So she was wearing a boot, and I think she had a wheelchair. And for a few times, she would just try to do a wheelie in the wheelchair, which obviously did not go very well, but she kept doing it again and again for content. And I think she understands the dynamic portion of content very well. I don't know if emotionally intelligent would be the word, but she knows when to give, she knows when to hold back. And it seems like after working with Shalat a lot of times, she knows how to work with him, what to poke at, what not to poke at, you know, what things can turn into a funny bit. And she does it well. Sometimes she reacts very sensitively. Other times she just screams back at them. And it's funny. It's really enjoyable. And that's why I think she's a great creator. And I think she has only up to go. I think more people are just going to catch on and see how much energy she brings and be like, man, this girl is like really good. I don't know if she'll fall into a content category. In some ways I want her to, in some ways I don't. It's confusing. Because, like, that would mean some more consistent stuff, but I also think it would take away her. I think she's been getting into Minecraft and Rust recently, so maybe hopping on some trends like that, but it doesn't feel like she's overusing them, so I appreciate them. Now, these two together. I've watched Minx and Nichuk up together in a few videos. One time they played Minecraft Hardcore together, and one time they did, like, Uno with Wilbur, and it's all very funny. And it's funny because their relationship seems to be, like, fluctuating. Sometimes Nikki will take the lead on sometime. Sometimes Minx will, and it just goes back and forth and back and forth. Their dynamic is ever-changing and more based on the people than, like, it's, like, two best friends. One of them's, like, always the angry one, and one of them's the nice one. Minx obviously tends to be the angry one, but sometimes Nikki will take the charge and, you know, lead them in games, and sometimes Minx will. And they have a trade-off that's very good and very effective on not necessarily just getting their point across, but making bits and all of that. And I think their relationship can probably be described by one tweet Nikki had the other day. I think she said, "And curiosity, what do you think would get me banned on Twitch?" And everybody under that just tweeted, Minx. So, yeah. One thing I should mention, I forgot to mention about Minx, she's also a part of a group called E-Girl Rejects, which is a very funny group with QT Cinderella and, oh my god, why? I am blanking. Casey Tron. That's who I was thinking of. QT Cinderella and Casey Tron, and they're very funny together.
To history!
So we shall not repeat our forefathers' mistakes of being racist and old white men.
Never do I want to be a white man. I'll yep. eat being whores! To whores! Well.
They all kind of have that, like, no, we are we are more than meets the eye. We are not your average. They're E-Girl Rejects. Like, that's the only thing I can say about it. They take content. They flip it on its head. They make it fun. They yell and scream. You have no idea what's going on. All you know is that you're just entranced by it almost. And I think they do a great job, the three of them, of that. And I think Nikki has kind of worked with them a few times too. And that increases the level. But I would love to see them continue to succeed. I think, I don't know, a lot of, if we're gonna talk on the truth here, a lot of girl channels I think are sometimes discounted. And as I said with Valkyrie, and I'll say it again with these, I think that is not the case. When you actually, if you sit down and watch them, if you tune in and actually think people are funny, like Lily Peachy, Loserfruit, and other people, they are very funny. So give people a chance, Jesus guys. People are super funny if you get to know them and you actually sit down and watch their content. So that's all I would say. I'm going to wrap it up for this week. Thank you guys for giving so much support to the podcast. I'm really glad you guys liked the Quackity episode and most recently the Jacksepticeye one. I really liked recording those two. And it's always fun when I like recording something and you guys like listening to it. And I don't know, we beat a record when we were kind of on a down for a bit because like the Technoblade episode kind of carried, but then somehow we had our best week ever like this past week, and I wasn't expecting it at all. And it was honestly just insane. I can't get over it sometimes. I don't know. I knew I wanted people to watch this, and they did. And I'm going to, you know, wrap it up here. But thank you guys for taking on appreciation, interest in this content. I'm glad I get to play it to you. That's what I'm going to keep it as. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.